Well, I would never leave you off my list.
And not just because without you we're playing fast and loose with the word list.
Well, good job. Now she hates me.
Oh. Great. On the bright side, that Oxford study was right. One friend down. I wonder who you're going to lose next. You. Okay, it's you. You're next. No, you're crazy about me.
You know what Emily's so upset about anyway? Even if I had slept with him, so what? Everyone has a past. Almost everyone has a past. Come on, look how pretty you are. I'm sure this isn't the first girl to hate you.
It's not.
I'm sure you can turn it around.
How? You can't force someone to like you.
What if you just hang around and act like her friend until you wear her down? I mean, next thing you know, you're in her home, you're eating her food, drinking her wine.
That won't work.
You're right. Cheers.
I know. Why don't you use your sales training to go back down there and sell yourself?
What?
Yeah, but instead of selling a drug, you'd be selling Penny. It's cute.
It's stupid.
Well, maybe people would like you more if you didn't crap all over their ideas.
I'm going to go with Penny on this one. Then again, why wouldn't I? I mean, we go way back.
Oh, my God. I didn't used to like you.
Shh, Amy's here now.
Yeah, the more I think about it, the more intrigued I am about having our own store.
Get to see all the new stuff before it hits the shelves.
And we get to have fun interactions with our customers. Like, this isn't a library. Buy it or get out.
You say things like that all the time.
Yes, but as a store owner, I'll finally have a good comeback to you don't work here, shut up.
Do you know how Penny told Raj he should have left her off his list?
Yeah.